Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Holly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. Score, we are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. I want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Matt and the team that got us up and twitching in the morning. We appreciate it. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing, all the wonderful ways. Ruthie, thank you. We had a great couple days.
Really,
tons of fun.
So much fun. You're way more fun than David.
Yeah, that's not true, but I appreciate you saying it. Just as I wrote it. That's perfect.
Thank you for having me, though. I loved doing
it. We had a lot of laughs. It was good time. And thank you to our thanks for listening, but thanks to our executive producer. He is Dustin William Rhodes.
You know, Coach Brown, he drinks a coffee when he's giving his speeches in the team meetings, and Flus didn't do that, so.
If he's not drinking coffee, can't be coffee, of course, for closers. And Flusie didn't close. Thank you to Brandon Fryer for that great audio.
Finally met.
Now you tell me. Met a long time ago. At least I saw you.
Right.
How you doing?
When you fell down for him. I'm going to get my sack back, dude.
You probably would hurt me.
Well, I don't care. You hurt me. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
You really hurt me. You hurt me, Brett.
We got to get back to this, Brett. I'm sorry.
That is Mark Gastineau, still peeved that he lost the sacks record because Favre did a dive for Michael Strahan. So he sees Favre at this thing, and he goes up to him. We got to get back here, Brett. We got to get away from
him. Like he wouldn't have gotten the record at some point anyway?
Well, that was the last one. That was the one that it was.
Yeah, but he probably would have stayed long enough to get another one.
No, that was the single season sacks record. You want to go? I mean, Gastineau's trying to tell you something,
but Bernstein. What time of the game was it? Remind me.
Final play of the game.
It was the final play of the game. Okay.
And Brett like was doing a bootleg. I mean, I remember the play.
I remember the play.
It was the last play of the game.
Last play of the game.
Well, okay.
Yeah. Got him. Gastineau's record. He needs
nothing
it back,
was on the line at anymore at that point.
Mark Gastineau was kind of a bad guy all the way around, if you remember back in the day.
Kind of.
A little bit selfish, a little bit about Mark Gastineau. Some things don't change. And it's a Layla Wednesday! Layla! Happy Wednesday. What a glorious Wednesday. Marshall Harris is here.
What up?
Very powerful looking man.
Get your eyes checked.
Very beautiful person.
Again, get your
inside
eyes
inside and outside. And then there's Dan Bernstein. He's here too.
My answer to that would be, who the F cares?
Wow.
That's Mike McDaniel.
That is so
That's
mean.
That's Mike McDaniel if I've ever heard it.
Sounds about right.
Hey, guys. Happy Wednesday. We're halfway through the week.
You are. You're 60% done. Some of us are only 40% done.
This is the one moment of the week when I'm happy.
Wait, how are you not happy after 80 or 100%?
Because just the idea that I'm 60 and you're 40 makes me happy.
Oh, wow. The pettiness of it all.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you.
It's cool.
Very petty.
Been dumb but petty my whole life.
You don't get to turn the page on this Wednesday quite yet because the Bears aren't doing anything today because why should they? It's not like they're winning.
They Monday. I would say they don't do anything.
They need another day.
Instead, I come sit in the stew and deal with Petty Crocker over here. You know, it's fine.
You're still trying to make stew happen? It's not going to fly. It's not going to fly.
I'm not the one who created it.
It doesn't matter.
I was told it's a thing.
You're publicizing it.
Okay, my bad. You're trying to make it work. You're right.
You were criticizing those yesterday.
Stew is going the way of fetch. You are correct.
I don't know.
We're not making it happen.
Although maybe you soft launch it and it just sort of takes over against your witches. And
Yeah.
People start using it against you. They reclaim it in a different way.
Well, how is the person who told you about Stew listening right now? Are you trying to impress them?
No. That was just off the cuff. You know, from the people who know that the creator of a GIF called it a GIF, but yet we all call it GIF. Sometimes things just happen.
You know what my buddy said about that? You invented the GIF. You did not invent the English language.
Oh, that's nice.
He's right.
You can't control pronunciation. Think about it.
Not in this country.
Unless you're Joe Theismann.
What would a Bostonian call it?
I mean,
You're Joe Theismann. Well played, Layla. He was Theismann.
I remember.
Theismann.
That's before I was a voter. I don't. It was well before my time.
So many people.
Who'd you vote for? Can you say?
I'm not allowed to say. They police that fairly intensely.
Was the player a transfer?
Aren't they all transfers now?
No. There's been one candidate the last 2 years that was not a transfer,
and he's this year.
But
are you on the side of somehow that should be rewarded?
No,
or
I'm not on any
prioritized.
Okay. I'm just trying to narrow.
No, I appreciate you giving that context because I didn't know that.
Okay. This will be the third consecutive year that a transfer wins the Heisman Trophy. We may never see another Heisman given to a non-transfer.
Well, because if people are good enough, they transfer. Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Unless they go to a big-time program from jump and get the playing time they deserve.
Maybe.
Who's the kid from Oregon?
Dylan Gabriel?
Dylan Gabriel, the quarterback. He started out at Central Florida, transferred to Oklahoma, announced for UCLA and then transferred to Oregon. I'm just saying, that's pretty good.
This is the new NIL / transfer portal / I'm not happy.
Maybe Bryce Underwood will be one. And that's me being a Michigan.
I knew exactly where you're coming from with that.
Making 10 mil. Might as well stick around.
$10 million?
Yes.
$10.1 million Michigan is paying
him. They paid him to decommit from LSU. But LSU had paid him to decommit from Michigan.
Okay.
So you take that.
Well, you know,
wasn't your guy Dave Portnoy was one of the big, seriously, he was like one of the giant, isn't he paying most of that money?
I think he's participating in it.
Yeah.
Is he a Michigan guy?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I'm not proud of it.
I mean,
man. Don't say anything.
Bad guys everywhere. Things. Bad guys everywhere.
Well, look, those programs, they've got it. I'm not mad. Go ahead.
You saw Diabanza, right?
You have the money. Spend it.
Yeah.
Nine.
That is unbelievable.
Keep in mind, the only school that got the death penalty is the one who paid their players first.
But they're
Dickerson
back, Layla.
And Craig James were on the sideline of the game against Clemson.
Pony Express.
Layla, they're back.
You're like Timothy Chalamet.
How
about him referencing the Pony Express? And it happened before he was born.
Okay,
was anybody here for his college football knowledge?
Okay,
anyone?
No one can touch it.
Here's the thing. There was this huge debate online when the game day session happened. If people aren't familiar, they had Timothy Chalamet on as the guest picker for game day on championships Saturday.
He was
so unbelievable.
He was unbelievable, but there was this huge debate going on. Oh, he's an actor. Someone just told him what to say and he memorized it. I refute that by pointing out that apparently when he was a child, maybe 10 years ago, he won tickets to a Yankees game because he went and found, or maybe it was a Mets game, I can't remember, a New York professional sports team game. And he found the people and answered their trivia question. And he's just a sports fan.
I was imagining he was going to break into Tim Jenkins at one point and just be like, well, we've got a smash seven on this side. He's going to run the short Hank. So you got to make sure you look deep. First hitch, we check flat.
I was so impressed by him. And I would think that the argument online would be whether or not he should shave that David Niven-style mustache.
That could be that for a role.
Awful.
That could be for a role.
As David Niven?
He's playing David
Niven.
Oh,
my God.
Maybe he's, remember the Oscars when David Niven was presenting and the streaker ran behind him?
I remember I once read, who was the guy that was married to Natalie Wood?
Not Vaughn Woods?
Natalie Wood's husband.
Natalie Wood's husband.
Robert, what's his name? He wrote a book.
Robert Wagner.
He had a story Google in machine. There about David Niven that was a laugh out loud, incredible story. Like, I'm not going to tell it.
Well, you can't tell it.
Is this a tease and you're not coming back for another 24 hours?
It's a tiny bit off color.
How dare you withhold David Niven stories on these airwaves?
We call that a 19 and a half hour teaser.
Niven was a different cat than you imagine.
Swordsman?
No. Not like that.
Okay.
It is related to that in a different type of way.
Okay, a bit ribald and more risque in his sense of humor.
So I'll tell you the story.
So here we go.
And this is in a book, so you can't blame me. So what happened was they did, what was the first Pink Panther movie?
A Shot in the Dark.
And Wagner was in that, as was David Niven. Mm-hmm. And so they were filming it somewhere, I believe, in France. And he had his breakup with Natalie Wood, and she ran off with, what's his name? You're so vain. And so he was
Warren Beatty.
So he was gutted.
This is like talking with my wife. He went to the guy with the thing we saw at the place.
You're filling in all the blanks. Yeah. So they go there, and the two of them decide they're going to have lunch at this Swiss chalet, and they are in this ski resort. So they get on the ski lift to go up to where this chalet is, where they're going to have lunch. And Niven is freezing, and he's complaining. They said that the temperature was like 30 degrees colder on top of the mountain. So he starts complaining that basically his area is freezing, and he's really freezing in this particular area. Uh-huh. So they go into the place, and he's still complaining about it, and he says, I know. And he orders himself a glass of cognac, and he takes Wagner with him into the bathroom, and he undoes himself and goes into the glass,
the snifter
of the snifter of this, and,
really,
and he said he's there and he's holding this thing up to his and there is Wagner staring at it, watching it, what is this going to do?
Is he drinking?
And the door bursts open, and in walks some French military uniform. Some guy in a French military uniform. And he does a double take.
Sacre bleu!
Oh, my goodness.
And Niven turns and says, it has a bit of a drinking problem.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm done.
Yeah.
It's a story that's in the book.
And may that not happen at the Odyssey Company party today.
Wow. Or, no, may it happen.
No.
I clearly said not.
What is wrong with you, Dan?
I've never heard that.
Oh, that was ridiculous. It's in his biography. I'll bring it in tomorrow.
We've made this man's day.
That's fantastic.
I apologize.
That's enough of 670 The Score for me this week.
Yeah.
That's
perfect
enough.
Timing, huh? Sending you out with a bang.
See you guys in a month.
I apologize.
Sending you out with a trickle.
You don't mind doing the Merv Griffin show from 1972 breaks out, and you know you weren't even born yet.
Oh, I apologize.
Somewhere Arthur Treacher is
laughing. True story from that book.
Oh my God, that's great. Well, we're going to get a little more serious than that, actually, on this show. The intrepid journalist that is Ray Diaz found some things I think you're going to find very interesting when it comes to how the Bears have ended up at this point.
Oh, my goodness. Not interesting. That's not the adjective I would use.
Troubling.
It's a deep dive on who was really involved in hiring Kevin Warren and other very important hires with the Bears. And we've got the sound to prove it.
And names you don't know that you will be introduced to for the very first time. Mm. Very important people in Bears business who you've never met.
It's not just Trace Armstrong.
Have a great show.
Sorry to interrupt, Molly.
Molly's just, I'm out. Yeah.